This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected jihadists have massacred at least 114 civilians in Burkina Faso's volatile north in the deadliest attack since Islamist violence erupted in the West African country in 2015, officials said Saturday. President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore denounced an attack near the borders with Mali and Niger, where jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been targeting civilians and soldiers. The worst attack occurred during the night of Friday to Saturday, when armed individuals staged an incursion into one town that left 100 people dead. Terrorists killed civilians of all ages and set fire to homes and the main market, according to the government. It said its defense and security forces are at work to, quote, neutralize the terrorists and restore calm to populated areas. The authorities have declared 3 days of national mourning ending Monday night. Venice's first cruise ship since the pandemic is seeing protests Saturday by activists demanding the enormous ships be permanently rerouted out of the fragile lagoon, especially through the city's historic center, due to environment and safety risks. Italian Premier Mario Draghi's government pledged this winter to get cruise ships out of the Venice lagoon, but reaching that goal will take time. Venice has become one of the world's most important cruise destinations over the last two decades, welcoming ships carrying nearly 700,000 passengers in 2019, according to a cruise line data. Passengers are headed towards a week-long cruise with stops in the Greek islands of Mykonos and later Croatia, but they will also meet groups of protesters before leaving Venice. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com and follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.